Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on the radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah. With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
I challenge every single one of us to go down all this week, and I'm challenging us all this month. There will be things that will be presented to you. You will find yourself in situations or having to walk through something where you'll be presented with the opportunity to complain. You'll be presented with the opportunity to argue. And I challenge all of our congregation to go down, not just this week, but this whole month. And whenever there's an opportunity to complain or to argue, you just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, you're going to replace all complaining about your situation and your circumstance. You're going to replace all of the arguing, and you're going to replace it with thanks. Why? Because you and I got the power to shift the situation. So we don't want to be destroyed by something that we're complaining over or destroyed by something that we are arguing over when we can thank God for it. So why live beneath our privilege? Why suffer unnecessarily when we got the knowledge to say, I replace it with telling God thank you? Touch two people and just say, I got to tell God thank you. So what I'm going to talk about for a few minutes is look at your neighbor and say, don't complain. Give God praise. Look at your neighbor and say, whatever it is, don't complain. Give God praise. Let's go ahead and give him a praise for it right now. Okay? All right. Now, but my prayer is, according to 1 Corinthians 10 and 10, it says, you know, that they were destroyed by the destroyer because they literally complained and murmured, but I'm prophesying over you, you will not be destroyed. Because you are not going to murmur, you're not going to complain. And you're not, I'm prophesying over you. Are you receiving this word over your life? Look at your neighbor and say, you are not going to be destroyed. Okay, so again, tonight, a whole lot of people are going to start feeling a whole lot of way. They're going to start expressing themselves in different ways. But as believers, y'all, please don't go there. Okay, let's go with what the bishop is teaching us through the word of God tonight. Because to be a victorious person in this day, and you're going to be, you're going to have to get a hold on your emotions. In other words, you're going to have to stop allowing feeling some kind of way to run your life. You are going to have to get your feelings in check. Your emotions are, Lord have mercy, your emotions are not going to be able to control you if you're going to be victorious. Your emotions are like a powerhouse. So much stems from that. And we got to be able to get our feelings in check. Look at your neighbor and say, sometimes things will get under your skin. But you can't let it run your whole life. Not too long ago when we had the hurricane come through, our power went out and we had to get the generator. And that generator is a powerful something, man, when you ain't got no power. You pull that sucker, and that sucker starts generating electricity, and you ain't even got none in the house. Now, the thing about it, that generator that I have, it's throwing out all kind of power. But it's just sitting there until I plug something up to it. And whatever I hook up to that generator starts throwing juice to it. That's how your emotions are. That's how your feelings are. They are a powerhouse. And whatever you plug up to them, your feelings is going to throw juice in that direction. Are you listening to me? Imagine for just a moment if you take a negative conversation and put it with a negative emotion and you put them two together. And imagine for just a moment you take a negative conversation and negative feelings, and you pour them in a glass, and that's a drink that you're getting ready to take. Well, that's what we do in our spirit when we can't check our feelings. Does this mean that I don't ever feel some kind of way? Of course not. It doesn't mean that I don't ever feel some kind of way, but this conversation is all about getting all that in check. That's some, negative conversation, negative feelings. Man, that's some kind of mixed drink there. But imagine that. And get this, most of our emotions are rooted in our thinking. So if your thinking is negative or your thinking is off, your emotions are connected to the way you think. And God has given us the power of thought. And God wants us to understand that if you think the positive thing or you think right, then you create positive feelings and positive emotions. But if you're thinking wrong, you're going to have wrong emotions, and your feelings are actually going to be all over the place. But when you think right, are you listening to me? And you feel right, you create an atmosphere for a miracle to take place in your life. But when you think wrong and your feelings are wrong, you cause whatever you're struggling with to just linger. So if I take my positive emotions and direct them and channel them with right thinking, or I take my right thinking and put it with my right feelings, you can't do nothing with me. I'm unstoppable. Look at your neighbor and say, you are unstoppable too when you're thinking straight. Have y'all, anybody ever seen a person that was under the influence of alcohol? I mean, just overly intoxicated. Have you seen how they behave and what they like? Come on, talk back to me for a moment. And we be thinking like, well, that person can't handle their liquor, or they had too much to drink, or they drunk, or I don't know, somebody slipped something in their drink. And their behavior is sporadic, and they're kind of all over the place. Now imagine for just a moment, a person that doesn't do anything but think negative all the time. A person whose feelings are all over the place. Guess how that person behaves in life? Their life is just like a band that's intoxicated. Their life is just all over the place. They're too consumed with that. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to give God the praise. Look at your neighbor and say, you can control your emotions. The Bible gives us this whole laundry list of things that we got to be careful about with our feelings and our emotions, and how the things that kind of lead us to complain. Okay? All right. Things like envy, hatred, jealousy, anger, anxiety, doubt, and on and on and on. So our emotions have the capacity to color our perception. So in other words, a lot of times the way you feel can impact how you see a thing. Imagine for just a moment your feelings being a paintbrush. And when you let those jokers run out of control, imagine what kind of picture is painting for your life. Powerful. So sometimes when I'm complaining and like I'm negative, it's going to impact how I see a person and how I see a situation. And the person in the situation may not necessarily be that way, but if my feelings towards that are negative, it doesn't matter what the person or what the situation is, they're going to be painted based on how I'm feeling. Look at your neighbor and say, he got to be talking to you because he can't be talking to me right now. Look at him and say, when your emotions are positive, they color how you perceive a person or a situation. And a lot of times, y'all, when we're complaining because we perceive a situation to be negative. A lot of times when we're arguing, it's the same way when you're murmuring. How many of y'all, God's been good to you? And how many of y'all, your attitude could be better? Look at your neighbor and say, I told you he was talking to you. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to get this now. Come on, y'all, you got to get this, okay? Complaining shows people that you believe you have no control over the situation. That's basically what you're doing when, Now, next time a person is around you and they're just complaining and they're just murmuring, I want you to just take a step back and say, Lord, look at that. They just acting like they ain't got no control over the situation. Now, don't say that to them. Say it to yourself. Now, think about it for just a moment. And ask yourself, how often do I act like I don't have no control? When the Bible says, let not whatever it is, something like, let not your heart be troubled, that means you got the power to control what you do. But it literally says to the person, you have no control over the situation. And the most potent force that a person can have to shape their perception of a situation or a person is knowledge and revelation. God can reveal things to you about yourself that you thought you'd know. And you discover you really didn't know as much about yourself as you thought you did. Knowledge and revelation, we can see the way God sees it. And sometimes when I don't like get in this word, I don't take the time to talk to God, I can't see it like God sees it because what I'm dealing with is so overwhelming. My feelings done took off like a racehorse and I can't get it to come back in the stable. But look at your neighbor and say, you're not going to be destroyed. Now, you are not. But if I see a situation or I see a person the way God sees them, why is it important for me to do it that way? Stay with me, y'all. I want you to get this. Because if I see them or see the situation the way God does, then I can respond the way God does. If I don't see it like God does, then I'm left to respond how I feel. And how many of y'all know sometimes you be feeling some kind of, you know, somebody, I'm not trying to get nobody bitter, but somebody came in here tonight feeling some kind of way about something. And the Lord brought you here tonight to hear this word. Don't complain. Just tell God, thank you. So, if God is telling me not to do it, and I'm doing it, is it possible that I could be complaining and arguing about something that God plans to use? In other words, is it possible that God could be excited about something I'm complaining about? Bishop, how are you going to say something like that? Because all things work together for your good because you love the Lord and you're called according to his purpose. So if the Lord says all things are working for my good, even if it's something that looks like I ought to be complaining and something that I'm tempted to argue about, God is saying you're missing it because you're getting all bent out of shape over something that I'm excited about. You getting all bent out of shape over something that I'm about to use to promote you. Look at your neighbor and say, don't complain, praise God. As you can see, complaining is a sign that we believe the wrong thing about a person or a situation. This is very important because complaining is a sign that what you believe about your finances is wrong. What you believe, I'm going to go a little deeper. Complaining about your spouse all the time, your children all the time, your job. Now, words of complaint. Well, Bishop, you just don't know them. Right? I don't know them, but I'm not here tonight to teach them. I'm here to teach you. So this is not about them. This is about you. You can't control what they do, but according to the Bible, we are responsible for controlling how we respond. So if I'm just going in, patty, my children, the church, the people, the election, this, all that is saying is that cat is trying to tell everybody how he thinks. His feelings are all over the place. And what it really is saying, is it saying I'm a bad person? No. But is it saying that my thinking is off? Yes. How do I know a person's thinking is off? Because they murmuring and they complaining all the time. And when you murmur and you complain, it's rooted in your thinking. Look at your neighbor and say, you're not a bad person. But you can't go through every situation and deal with every person and just complain and just argue and expect to feel good about it. You ever hear people arguing, Lord, you're going to make my blood pressure go up. You done caught, look at you, what you done to me. You look. You done got me bent all out of shape now. And we walk around really believing that we don't have no control. But I'm here to tell you, you do. And I'm telling y'all, tomorrow at work, well, I'll tell you what, not even tomorrow at work. Don't check no email after 10 tonight. If you don't want your sleep disturbed, don't be looking at TV tonight after, especially not no news. Look at your neighbor and say, because somebody ain't going to be happy. Somebody ain't going to be happy. And say, I don't want it to be you. Look back at him and say, but what am I going to do if my person don't get elected? I'm glad you want to know. You're not going to complain. You're going to praise God. You're getting all upset, can't sleep, eating half the night, breaking your diet. Upset, don't want to take your medication, all that kind of stuff like that. It ain't going to change nothing. You know what I'm saying? Is this helping anybody? It's helping me. Let's look right quick. Y'all didn't miss what I said now about if you just complaining and murmuring and just arguing about your wife or your husband, your child, your parents, your money, your job. Y'all didn't let that jump over you now, did you? Okay, I want let me back up, make sure y'all didn't miss that. You can't 10 years into the marriage and you still complaining about the same thing. Arguing about the same thing. Well, what's the problem, Bishop? They ain't changed. Well, you haven't either. Look at your neighbor and say, this is not about them. Come on, y'all, help me talk now. Say, this is not about them. This is about you. Because some of us will be here if we're not careful tonight saying, I wish he was here to hear this. We already think about somebody we want to get the diss for. I know who needs this message. I'm not making you a bad person for that. I just want to help you tonight, okay? Philippians 2, 14 through 16. And let me read it to you. I'm going to read it to you in the New Living Translation, but the NIV is not bad at all. But look right here. Well, we just go here. Do everything without what? That's complaining. Come on. Without grumbling or what? Y'all didn't think that arguing was in there. It's in there. Yeah, okay. So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then, a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars where? In the sky. And you hold firmly the word of what? And then I will be able to what? On the day of when? That I what? I'll have a testimony. But we can't murmur. We can't be people to just complain and expect actually to have one. Okay? Do everything. Look at your neighbor and say, do everything without complaining and arguing. Now, y'all might not be ready for this, but according to what I'll tell you what. Give me that first verse back up there again before I say this next one. Okay. Do everything without grumbling or what? Okay. Now, go back to my PowerPoint. I just put back up there. I'll take you back to it. There it is. according to what we just read, every one of y'all that are living for the Lord, you have been banned from complaining and arguing. You have been banned from that. There is nowhere in this Bible where you're going to find a scripture that's going to give you the right to have a nasty attitude. Ain't no scripture for that in here. Look at your neighbor and say, you have been banned from arguing and complaining and murmuring with me. Why, Bishop? Because the situation may be out of your control. But it's not out of God's control. And the reason God told us don't do it, because when we do it, we act like God can't do nothing. And God said, we don't live. We are not people that act like God can't do nothing. We are people that testify there's nothing too hard for God. Well, I know. Well, I didn't quite see it like that. Well, you got the revelation tonight. And you will not be destroyed anymore because you're getting that knowledge tonight. Look at your neighbor and say, it might be out of your control. It may have taken you by surprise, but it's not out of God's control, and it didn't take God by surprise. I don't get to do that. Why, bitch? Because listen, y'all, the God that you serve, he sees the very end from the beginning. God already know what's on the other side of what you're going through. That's why he told you, don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself because I got you. And people that roll with me don't behave like that. They don't behave like ain't no end. I done seen the end. And so sometimes you're suffering unnecessarily because the knowledge of what I'm giving you tonight, you don't avail yourself to that. This is good stuff, y'all. This ain't no got you, beat you on the hand, get your attitude together, ooh, stepped on my feet, oh, I'm hurt. No, that ain't that kind of message. This is a message about help me to help myself to do what I know I can do to make me better, because there's no need in me sitting around waiting for somebody to set me free when I got the power to set my own self free. That's what this is all about. Look at them and say, this is good stuff for everybody.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.